Diversification has been key to U.S. beef exports this spring. That's according to Willow Lake beef producer Marshall Edelman, a South Dakota Beef Industry Council director on the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
USMEF has worked for years to develop markets in a lot of different countries. And that really came into play this spring as, you know, we didn't know for sure where we could take product from one day to the next with these tariffs.
Thanks to connections cultivated in numerous countries over the years, U.S. exporters were able to divert product to many different regions of the world.
It takes a lot of time to build those relationships, and that's the key to USMEF, is they've done that for a long time, and that's why we're able to market into some of those areas around the world.
For example, U.S. beef exports to Central and South American countries, including Guatemala, Panama, and Colombia, gained momentum in April. With shipments also increasing to Chile and Peru, U.S. beef exports to South America rose 41% in April compared to April 2024. Edelman reports export sales to South Korea were up 18% this April and 3% higher from January through April.
So some of that product that couldn't go to China, I know some of it was diverted to South Korea. They ended up running some major promotions there on short plates and that type of thing to get some of that product moved. So, yeah, South Korea, Japan, those nations have been critical to our success in that area.
The impact of U.S. beef exports continues to be significant, states Edelman, contributing just over $415 per head of fed cattle value. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.